Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's a lot of conversation about our educational system today. The children are not getting what they need. They're not being taught what they need. And, of course, there's two sides to this. The teachers don't take all of the blame. The school system doesn't take all of the blame. The students need to learn and need to pay attention as to what's going on for their future and for their well-being. And as business owners, we need to continue to educate ourselves and not just assume that we know everything, because we don't. And one of the things that can be truly beneficial to CEOs, presidents, and business owners is to study history. Well, of course, you don't have to study history, and they break history up into American history before 1865 and after 1865. And if that doesn't interest you, which is perfectly fine, and you don't want to know about all the famous people in the United States, the presidents or the famous leaders, what you do want to consider and what you do want to know is you want to know about the history of business. You want to look at business leaders throughout the ages. You want to study them. You want to exactly see what were they thinking. How did they become successful? What was important to them? What led them on? You see, history repeats itself time and time again, whether it's the history of the United States or whether it's the history of business and business leaders who become really wealthy. They know something. What do they know that you don't know? Now, of course, I also believe that things are the way they are supposed to be. People have certain natural tendencies. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be lawyers. Some people actually want to be tradesmen or welders, and other people want to be business people. But if you take time to study the business people, the successful people, what is their philosophy? How do they think? You start to get a consensus of what's important, of how they became successful. Now, of course, I'll grant you and I'll concede that there is good fortune and luck and the economy and right place at the right time. But all of those things are important, but it's much more than that. It's what was their business philosophy? How did they use their day? How did they think about their employees? How did they create the vision? How were they able to just move forward and see things that other people didn't see? And that's what you want to do. You want to take a look at all the greats, and you want to take a look at people inside your industry and outside your industry. What did they know, and what did they know that made them successful that you do not know? What practices do they have in place every single day that made them successful? They just didn't show up. They just didn't show up for work. They just didn't put the key in the door. They had a vision and a plan in their mind all the time, and they were absolutely thinking about that all the time. They didn't just say, I'm going to work today. It wasn't work. It was a way of life. It was a passion. It was something they wanted to accomplish. So pick out your favorite industries, your favorite people, current and past, and start to think about and read about them. And that's so easy to do on the internet. What did they do when they got themselves in trouble? What did they do in a bad economy? What did they do to inspire their people? There are so many questions that you can ask. You can form your own questions to really understand what you can do to move your business forward to a much more profitable state. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.